from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Vinny, cake bread, Chardonnay. Haney, Mick Ultra. Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan.
Yeah, we've won all four games. He's pitched. He's pitched outstanding in every single one of them. Just the one solo homer tonight. Pretty good breaking ball, actually. But really good stuff again. He's got such good command of and confidence in all of his pitches, and he keeps the ball down.
I think kind of like the up ball tonight, whether it be the four seam or the cutter, keeping guys off balance, curveball when I needed to. I thought James called a great game again, really just following his lead, and it was a fun night.
Yeah, we're in the dog days of the season, so those moments are going to happen. We can still have tough games and come out with the win. I think that's the most important part of having some of those struggles. Today was a clean game for us, looking to go in tomorrow the same way.
Vinny and Haney here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney. Bob will be back next week. Cordell here with Vinny Serrato. Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass on this featured artist Friday. We're playing Whitney Houston all the way up until 2 o'clock. So it should be a lot of great tunes today.
Did you watch the movie, Norm? That was your homework last night.
Well, just like high school, I didn't do my homework.
Jeez.
The dog ate the homework.
Watching the Orioles instead.
Yeah. You had a 2-part homework assignment, I guess. So went with the one that
was more meaningful. With 3 o'clock? Orioles didn't play till 6:30.
Well, no, I was down at I was hanging around here, then went down to do the pregame. So a little bit of a longer day.
Yeah. So he's
doing after hours. Yeah. He's working after hours.
No more detention. I know that.
I need to know, was Pickles crowded? Because we plan on going down there Saturday night to Pickles.
Well, I can tell you for sure tomorrow it's going to be a madhouse, as will tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So
I'll have to find a different place other than Pickles.
No, the best kind of madhouse. The madhouse you want to be a part of. Great atmosphere.
Yeah, like-minded people getting ready to go into Camden Yards. Everybody's probably doing the same thing anyway. So, yeah, not a bad place to go to before you go into Oriole Park. And last night, Orioles had the fans go home happy from Camden Yards, beating the Red Sox 5-1 in the series opener. You heard from Brandon Hyde and the winning pitcher, Zach Eflin, in the open. You heard from Cedric Mullins, too, who also had the long ball last night. They needed that. That was great. Gunnar Henderson, another long ball. Back-to-back games now with a home run for Gunnar Henderson. That is a good feeling. He's homered in back-to-back games after homering once in his previous 23 games yesterday.
Maybe he's starting to feel it a little bit.
It's the first time he's homered in back-to-back games since June 25th and 26th. So it's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. And that'll be big for them if that can continue. I mean, he's not going to hit a home run every game, but, I mean, if he can be, have a really good end of August here and then a strong September with the bat and then get Rutschman really going too, things could be, I mean, Cordell, we talked about this yesterday. When they have one or two good games in a row, then they're back on track. Mm-hmm. Let's let them stack a few more.
Yeah, I mean, and they've got the opportunity to do it with Burns on the mound tonight, Suarez on the mound tomorrow, and Sunday. You know, we got to kind of just hope for the best. So we'll see what happens. But last night was a good showing. Again, they hold their opposing team to just one run. They've only surrendered one run or fewer in consecutive games for the fourth time this season. And it's the first time they've done it since July 2nd and the 3rd against Seattle, who just can't hit anybody, especially during that time. But Zach Eflin, another quality start, 6 innings, 5 hits given up, 1 earned run, 8 strikeouts, no walks, improves to 9-7 on the year. I think as much as we have talked about this pitching staff and how there are more guys you can't trust and there are guys you can trust, Eflin is in the category of I can trust him right now, at least. Right now, I feel good when he takes the ball.
Well, yeah, he's been like the opposite of Rodgers. You know, I mean, he's come in and, bang, you know, I mean, been what you wanted, you know, and when he goes out there, you feel like you can win. And same way with tonight. I mean, they should win tonight with Corbin Burns on the mound. Mm-hmm. That's the way unless they play bad defense or give it up or don't hit the ball, they're going to win tonight.
Eflin, 8 strikeouts was a season high for him yesterday. He was really on point. And look, the bats, they were there enough. The power was there. Like I mentioned, you had the home runs from Gunner. You had the home run from Sid. You're getting some pop out of Colton Kowser in the leadoff spot, getting an RBI. You'll take that. Ryan Mountcastle comes off the bench, gets the pinch hit. Good decision by High. Got to call those out when we can. James McCann gets a hit last night. It felt like a total team win. Defense was on point yesterday. I mean, Ramon drops that ball in foul territory, conveniently enough. He also goes 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts on the day Mayo gets sent down. But it is what it is. Overall, though, I thought they played a good game yesterday. They took care of the Red Sox, a team that has been scoring a lot here recently. Yep. You hold them to one run, I mean, you probably feel good about your chances to win that game.
Well, Hyder said it was a clean game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, defensively, it was a good game. You know, everything was clean about it. They didn't, you know, all the little mistakes they've been making, the mental errors they made, the errors they made. Clean game.
Other than Soto, who in a span of 7 pitches, he manages to hit a guy. He manages to balk. I mean, he managed. I don't gave up a hit as well. All that in a span of 7 pitches. He only had a third of an inning, and he's yanked out of there.
Well, rightfully so. You know, I mean, Hyder probably says, "All right, let's see. You know, if he can repeat what he did the other night, then it was like." Nope. Get him out.
He gave him a shot. He wanted to go back to him. Mm-hmm. He was talking him up the other day, the lone bright spot in the bad game. Mm-hmm. And I think even at the time, he tried to temper expectations or, you know, just call it out for what it was. It was a good inning, but it was in a game you were losing by quite a bit. Speaking of the bullpen, I found it interesting. He goes with Perez and Cano on the back-to-back yesterday. Mm-hmm. Particularly Cano there in the 9th. Your 4-run lead, so it's not a typical save situation, but it's close. You talked about how potent the Red Sox lineup can be. I don't hate the decision. I just found it a little interesting to go with Cano on the back-to-back there in the non-save situation.
Well, I didn't love the fact that he ends up using four arms out of the bullpen last night. I mean, granted, Birch Smith only gives him 3 pitches, so he should be okay, but Perez goes 16, like you said, on the back-to-back. Cano also 11 pitches on the back-to-back, both high-leverage situations in each out. And I felt like Eflin was going good enough to where maybe he can give you another inning or so, or a little more than what he gave you. Only 87 pitches. I mean, and he's on fire, having probably his best outing of the year. That's and then you take him out for Soto, who immediately you have to get out of there. That's the thing that I didn't like. I felt like he could have saved some of these arms.
I think that he was playing that game like a playoff game, and he wanted to win game one no matter what. Mm-hmm. Whatever it took, he wanted to get on the right foot. So, I mean, I don't blame them. You got the win. You did what you had to do to win. And then let's move on. Because you don't want to, you know, I mean, remember the last time he brought in Soto and kept him out there for like 9 batters, right? And they kept scoring and scoring? No, this was, all right, Soto, boom, out. You know, I'm winning this game no matter what. I'm doing what I got to do to win. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, I don't know, going back to Cordell's point about Eflin, especially when Mountcastle had his RBI single in the bottom half of that inning. So now it's a 4-1 game.
Right.
You know, you could argue before that, okay, we've got a 2-run lead here. He's done enough. We'll turn it over to the bullpen. But you get the extra insurance run there. Eflin, in his style of pitching, he's not going to walk anybody. So if he gives up a base runner, it's going to be earned. The guy's going to beat him straight up on a night where Eflin clearly has his best stuff. I probably would have rolled with the hot hand. But right. Again, as Vinny said, you win 5-1, you take game one. We can't be in a position to nitpick here.
But that's kind of his MO, though, Norm. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll take them out before, instead of keeping them in an extra one, he'll pull them.
Right.
That just seems like that's what he does.
Yeah, he has a quick hook. The hotter hook is definitely real at times. I do want to give my boy Cedric Mullins some love, being able to get the home run, show some power. His role has been reduced here over the course of the season. He's coming off the bench. He's pinch running. He's a defensive replacement late in games these days. But it was good to see him be able to make an impact at the plate, because he's another one of those guys that I think they're going to end up needing. If the Orioles are going to start winning some of these close games, some of these one-run, two-run games, Mullins has been one of their more consistent clutch batters over the years. They're going to need Sid to come through for them offensively at some point, especially if we're talking about them making a deep run in the postseason. Mullins' offense, we know what his defense gives you. We know what he can do on the base paths. They're going to need him at the plate at some point. So it is good to see him show some signs of life as well.
You know, it'd be cool, like down the stretch, you know, kind of like the Olympic basketball team down the stretch. Who were the guys? Mm-hmm. You know, they got all these great young players and stuff, but, you know, at clutch time, it was the old dudes. And that'd be kind of cool if it was Mullins and Urias and, you know, those kind of guys down the stretch.
And you know how good the top of the Orioles lineup is. I mean, those guys have been consistent all year or just are on absolute fire right now. But having a batter like Mullins, middle or back end of the lineup, and he starts clicking, that's what takes things over the top.
Right.
They can be a competent lineup without him, as long as he's not an absolute, you know, dead spot in the 9-man lineup there. Mm-hmm. But having that little extra boost, that's what takes you from being a team that's kind of treading water to a team that gets back to being an aggressor, a team that gets back to being one of the best in baseball.
410-583-1057 is the number. You want to talk about that Orioles win? We can do that. How does Zach Eflin look like to you? A lot of talk about some of these moves that Mike Elias made at the deadline. A lot of the bad ones get brought up, but Eflin looks like a great move for Elias and the Orioles. How are you feeling about it after Eflin's start last night? How are you feeling about this series going into the weekend? You want to talk some Ravens? We can do that as well. Ravens back on the football field tomorrow afternoon at noon, taking on the Atlanta Falcons in their second preseason game. We can talk about that also. But coming up next here on the program, we'll continue to talk about Zach Eflin. What does this stretch that he's been on, what can that do for this rotation that's desperate for somebody that they can depend on? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here on the Fan. Season high, 8 strikeouts last night, no walks, did give up the solo homer and 5 hits, but that was pretty much it. Through 6 innings, and you look at Eflin's 4 starts since he's been here in Baltimore. His first start was probably the toughest, and he won that game. The Orioles have won every game that Zach Eflin has started to this point. He's gotten the decision in all 4 of those games as well. But the first one, he gave up 10 hits, 3 earned runs, had the 7 strikeouts. He's only got 2 walks in 4 starts to this point. That was one thing that was evident about him. He does not walk guys. But he has been a huge boost for this rotation right now. Couldn't have happened at a better time with Grayson going down when he did. And Eflin looks like he is seamlessly sliding in to that 2 spot in the rotation without really much competition right now.
Well, if he keeps going as is, when Rodriguez comes back, I think Eflin still stays in the 2 spot.
I guess it depends on what Grayson looks like when he gets back and stuff like that. If Grayson is able to get back to himself, then Eflin would be a great 3. You know, he's a great 3 at that point. And then you've got Suarez, assuming he's still pitching as well as he is. But does the way Eflin is pitching right now, does that make you feel better about their pending postseason rotation?
Oh, who's 3? You know, I mean,
right now it's Kramer. Probably Suarez. I would say Suarez before Kramer.
What do you think, Norm?
Right, assuming Grayson's not a part of the equation, I'm more comfortable putting Suarez there right now. Although, based on Kramer's last start, he has a golden opportunity.
Let's not
here.
Get too hyped.
Well, he's got a great opportunity
well,
over the
sure.
next month. And as I was talking about yesterday, traditionally, this is when he pitches his best at this point in the season.
But if you had to play the playoffs today, I agree. Suarez would be the guy. But, you know, like Norm says, you know, this is when Man Bun pitches his best. And, mm-hmm. and we'll, you know, you don't have to make that decision today. Because, you know, like 2 weeks ago, we'd have said, with Eflin and Rodriguez and Burns, they'd be okay. But then all of a sudden now Rodriguez is gone, you know, and who knows when he's back. So we'll see what happens by the end of the season. I mean, that's why in Major League Baseball, the inconsistencies because of the injuries. And the team that wins this division is going to be the one that can stay the healthiest.
Mm-hmm.
Or get your guys back. Like, Houston's getting people back. And that's why they're starting to kind of crank. You know, and if the Orioles can get Rodriguez back and, you know, get Westbrook back and, you know, and get 2 pieces like that back, that would be so big.
Yeah, I mean, health is wealth, honestly, and the sooner that they can get back to being a healthy team, because they're missing They're missing all-star type of guy. I mean, Westbrook was an all-star.
Yep.
Grayson Rodriguez was one of the better pitchers, young pitchers in baseball. And you talk about a number two. That's a really good number two to have right now. Cologne was probably their best bullpen arm at the time. Same for Jacob Webb. You know, so the sooner that they're able to get healthier, the better it'll be. I do think Zach Eflin has definitely given this team a little bit of life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because outside of him, we know Burns is probably the only sure bet that they have as a starter right now. I'm getting to the point now where I'm not looking at Eflin in the same light that I look at Burns by any means, but I'm definitely looking at him as this team has a better chance to win than not right now with the way that he has consistently pitched since he's been here. And really for the most part of the season.
Now, if you were to go into the playoffs today, you feel pretty good with Burns and Eflin as, you know,
as the one, two.
I got a real good chance to win.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Eflin that I really like here is that he's exceeded expectations. I mean, sure, you could look in his past. I mean, he's had great stretches before where, I mean, at his peak, maybe pitching close to a Cy Young caliber, but he hasn't sustained that over multiple years of his career. But since coming over, I mean, his floor was really high when he got traded here. And the reason everyone liked the move was, one, because it raised the floor of the Orioles' depleted rotation, and you had the full year of control next year. That's what everyone loved about it. But since he's made these four starts, he's been ace-like over four starts. I mean, he's been pitching to a sub-3 ERA. He's no longer just a 4 ERA type of guy. I mean, that has been a huge, huge surprise. I mean, the lack of walks, not a surprise.
Right.
Maybe the uptick in strikeouts, 8 last night, 7 over the weekend against his former team. So there are some things here that are kind of a little bit new, or at least new this year for Zach Eflin.
Yeah, I mean, looking here, he's already had 7 strikeouts in 2 of his 4 games with the Orioles. He had only done that once before the Orioles acquired him. So definitely he's taken his game to another level since joining this team. And that was one of the things that I talked about going into the deadline, the Orioles' history of elevating these pitchers that they get. It's a long line of guys that we've seen them do that with, which is why I wasn't necessarily going to lose my mind if they didn't get Tarik Skubal, you know, because I feel like they have been able to kind of milk whatever they do get out of these guys. We've seen them build up the Felix Bautistas of the world, the Cionel Perez, who is kind of back on his, mm-hmm. I don't want to call it a hot streak yet, but he's a couple of solid outings back to back here. I trust Cionel Perez more times than not. Not to say that he's above getting knocked around at times. He's not. But I like what Perez gives them out of the pen. It's just been a couple of these guys we've seen the Orioles be able to kind of take their trajectory to another level.
Well, let me ask both you guys. At the trade deadline, when they got Eflin and they got Rodgers, who are you more excited about that they got?
Oh, Eflin. Definitely Eflin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better track record at the time.
Eflin was definitely hotter at going into the deadline for sure. Rodgers was, I mean, he hadn't been doing much.
No, I would say instant reaction to the Rodgers deal was mostly negative amongst the fan base.
Like you gave up a lot.
Yeah, comparatively speaking.
Right.
More name recognition with what they gave up for Rodgers compared to the 3 that they gave up for Eflin, even though the way it might shake out in the end, that the Rays, considering their track record with trades, that'll probably be the one that comes back to bite the Orioles.
Yep.
But as long as Eflin pitches well, who cares?
410-583-1057 is the number. If you want to jump in, you want to talk some Orioles or Ravens, we can do either of those with you. We'll start taking your calls here next on The Fan. 410-583-1057 is the number. Orioles get the 5-1 win last night. Baltimore, how are we feeling? Let's go to Howard County and get Robert. Robert, you're on The Fan.
Hey, hey, I listen every day to Vinny and Haney, and it's a great show, so thanks. But I have a few things to get off my chest here. First thing is, it was not a clean game last night. Urias didn't catch a pop fly that a 12-year-old would have caught. So that's not accurate. The next thing is this guy Soto is just Fuji times two. He's just Fuji all over again. Now, and I'm going to tell you, it's the desperation of the team right now to rely on a guy that hasn't thrown strikes all year, is not throwing strikes. He looks like he's not major league ready to me. I mean, this is a guy that's still working on his skill set, and he's doing it on a team tied for first in a playoff, a pennant race. And he needs more work, and it shows the desperation of our team right now that the manager's talking about how bad we need this guy with the track record that he's had this year. And he doesn't look good at all out there. So I'm not giving the management a hard time. The injuries have really piled up, and I'm as big a fan as anybody, but we're desperate. And let me make this clear what we've got right now. We have average starters. We have average defense. I think we have a below-average bullpen, and that's three things, major things. Okay, we hit the heck out of home runs, and we're scoring a lot of runs, and we got a lot of talent. But this is not that great a team right now. And again, I'm not trashing the management. I'm just saying we've got a lot of injuries, and we're in trouble.
I get you. And I think he's gone, but I wanted to ask because he's saying exactly – why they need Soto. He's saying Brandon Hyde is wrong for saying they need him. I don't think anybody thinks Soto is great. I don't think anybody feels like, including Brandon Hyde, if Cologne and those guys were healthy, Soto wouldn't be in the spot that he's in. But Brandon Hyde is saying they need him because they do. They don't have many options. He just said it himself. The bullpen is below average right now. So that's why they need Soto, because they don't have many other options. I think you also got to see it last night with him only pitching seven pitches that they don't want him to be out there. He went out there and got him pretty much as fast as he possibly could. I don't think he's sending him out there because he feels like Soto is the best, is that good. I think he's sending him out there because he almost has no choice.
What do you think, Hyder? Was Hyder more surprised at last night Soto appearance or the other night Soto?
He's probably
appearance.
Surprised when he looked good. I mean, because that was the first sign of life he's shown in a while. Like that, and it's not Brandon Hyde's fault. You know, he doesn't put the team together. The bullpen is he's working with what he has at his disposal.
He doesn't get to pick the groceries.
No, he doesn't. You know, but I don't think anybody. I agree with the caller when he says, when he brought up all the things that made it not a clean game last night. We mentioned the Urias drop ball in foul territory. We mentioned Soto's bad outing. I mean, yeah, there were definitely some things that weren't great. You got Adley going 0-for-4. You've got Jackson Holliday going 0-for-4. Urias strikes out every time he comes up to the plate. I mean, definitely were some things that you didn't like. But overall, I mean, you win 5-1 in a division game at that. Mm-hmm. You'll take it.
Well, compared to the way they've been playing the last month, last night might as well have been perfect.
Yeah, honestly. You get a couple of home runs. You get your best player and Gunner to show the power on back-to-back nights. Eflin looked really good. Outside of Soto, the bullpen looked good last night. I mean, you kind of got to take it as it comes. Let's go to New Jersey and get Mitch. Mitch, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's going on. So crazy over here. But you got to say that's a good trade. And Rodriguez, you don't lose your spot because of injury. He's back. He's back in number two spot. And I got to say, Gunner is back. And you got like Kowser, too. He's coming on strong, too. Him and Gunner, but the best hitter might be a Senator. And he's been around for, 5 years with Baltimore? Been a pleasant surprise. He might be the MVP for Baltimore, at least.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Mitch. I mean, he's definitely going to get some votes for MVO, Most Valuable Oriole, for sure. He's been one of their more consistent players all year.
Who'd he say?
Santander.
Yeah.
Gunner looks like, you know, he looks like he could be possibly back. I mean, the back-to-back homers. He just looks, he talked after the game about not trying to do too much at the plate. And maybe, you know, he's a guy that he was so hot in the first half of the season, power wise, his power numbers were through the roof. He had to come back down to earth at some point. And I guess that's what's happening right now. But if he can get hot here right now, and God knows if Adley could catch fire too, that'd be great. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, man, nothing much. Don't ever call it, hit the nail on the head, man. You know, I definitely agree with him, man. But as far as last night game, man, with Eflin, man, you know, pitched a great game. He had like 8 Ks, right?
Mm-hmm.
8 strikeouts, man. That was his most strikeouts he had since, what, I think September of last year,
mm-hmm.
when he had like 11 Ks, man. But, yeah, we need people like him to step up, man. He's 4-0 since we traded for him. So that was one of the good pieces that, you know, Mike traded for, you know, outside of like the Soto's and stuff like that, you know. But I still think Soto might get it together. Let's give him a little time. I don't think we got that much time. Yeah, that's true, man. I mean, but listen, man, we handicapped this season, man. Just look at all the injuries. Like, it's just no way this is sustainable.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. All teams have injuries, and you don't think that Yankee fans, when people get hurt from the O's, when Rodriguez went down, you don't think the Yankee fans were like, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet you they was, though, man. But
no doubt.
We lost most of our pitching staff, man. Look, we just lost our all-star third baseman. So and hopefully he'd be back. I don't see how you can recover from a broken hand that quick and come back and then be productive at that. So I know he might be a little rusty, and then hopefully we get Grayson back. Because if we get Grayson back, I'm confident, man, this pitching staff. If Grayson comes back 100%, man, with Burns, Grayson, effing at number 3, and then it looked like Creamer might be back. I mean, he pitched a good game the other night. So, I mean,
we see if he can stack him. He's got to stack
him. Yeah, he can stack him. Because that was like I think it was only his second good, maybe his third good start since he's been back off the injury list, though. And other than that, what y'all feel about them sending Mayo back down, though? I mean, the guy just got his first career hit. You know, it felt like he was getting a little confidence at the plate. And you just sent him down.
Right. Urea struck out 3 times.
Yeah, it's like I don't understand some of these decisions, but that's not a Hyde decision. I guess that's a Mike decision, right?
No doubt.
When he gets sent down. So, but as far as the pitching staff, I think Kimbrel, man, you got to get this guy. Like, first of all, you can't have him with too much rest. So I expect to see him tonight, because you know what happened last time when he was on 4 days rest, man. Like, you know, just have the guy in there, man. He got to get his confidence up. We stuck with him, man. Like, we paying $12, $13 million for the guy. Hey, we can't DFA him. So, I mean, what's this guy? Sir Anthony can't handle the load every single night. So somebody's going to step up besides. We got Smith. I like him. He's been doing good. And who is the other guy?
Cano Perez.
Dominguez. But Perez been scaring me lately. He's been scaring me lately, though. And walking, he had a good outing last night, though. But he's a little scary sometimes with the walks, though. He's digressed, too, I believe. Cano, Perez. Like, I don't know, man. Everybody just got to step it up a notch, man. If we really serious and really think we're going to have a chance to win the World Series. But other than that, I'm just enjoying the ride, man. I'm just happy, you know, that it's approach upon football season. I'm not really worried about football season right now. I'm just all about the O's, man. So, you know. But, hello?
Yeah.
I'll be down there the game tonight, man. It's like this their first Friday night home game in like 3 weeks, though. So,
mm-hmm.
I'll be down Pickles, man, with the, you know, Baseball Tonight team, man. And me and my boy Trippy. Just enjoying some good weather, some drinks, hollering at the ladies, man. You know how we do, man. And just hopefully my boy Burns can get this win tonight, mm-hmm. though. So
we'll see. Appreciate the call, Rashawn. Right. And
if you're there tomorrow night, Rashawn, I'll see you.
Yeah, I mean, I they need whoever they have at their disposal, especially in this bullpen, to help. I don't know when the next time we'll see Kimbrel. Probably tonight. I do think they need to get him out there
in some sort of high leverage situation.
You can't always decide it, but it's either, I think they're stuck in between on how to use him. We've seen Hyde use the excuse of he's on 4 days rest, but he also is hesitant to put him in some of these spots. So you got to get him in there at some point. I don't want to see him in there in the most high leverage situations either right now, but the game kind of decides that on itself. So we'll see.
I mean, he just walks too many. And then when he walks them, he can't keep them on base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they got their track shoes on.
410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. We'll continue to take your calls next here on The Fan. Let's go to where are we going? Let's go to Walbrook and get Tony. Tony, you're on The Fan.
Hey, y'all, what's going on? Can y'all hear me good? I got some earbuds, and y'all can hear me good?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, Vinny, I think you really, really hit it on the nail when you were talking, I think you were talking to Rashawn, when you were like, you know, no one's not going to care about the excuses that we make with these injuries, man, and I agree. And the other thing, man, I went to the game yesterday. I go to a lot of games. I'm going to go to the game today. Being at the game and we ran up like 4-1 and then we got up 5-1, I think somebody let a hit. Somebody gave up a single or something like that. But then letting the single go, you know, I hear people in the stands, they just moaning and groaning. The same thing with some of the people that call, man. I mean, like, do we not know where we were before we acquired some of the pieces that we got, the draft picks that we got? We were at the bottom of the barrel. Now we're sitting up here with tied for first place, pennant race, World Series aspirations. I mean, we got injuries, but everyone has injuries. I mean, I think we are runaway. Maybe if we get, I mean, when we get into the playoffs, we may be a runaway from making some things happen and everything like that. Hopefully, I'm worried about Grayson coming back more so than Westberg. Not to say we don't need him, but I think if we can get Grayson to come back by the playoffs and we got that, you know, that three-man rotation with Burns, Eflin, and Grayson, I think we may be able to have some good wiggle room with the good pushing we have. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just excited for us to get in the playoffs to be able to do what we can do compared to what we did last year. But I ain't going to lie, y'all. I'm a little tired of complaining from some people. That's all I got to say.
Appreciate the call, Tony. And yeah, I mean, I can understand that. There's some people that, like Tony, that still remember the lean years, that still remember the 100 loss seasons, and they're happy to be here, you know? And there's other people who feel like, you know, that time is come and gone and expectations have changed. Expectations have gotten bigger with as your team gets better, the expectations grow. Mm-hmm. And so you can't, you know, some people like Tony will keep the same grading scale despite, you know, what the team is doing, at least right now. I don't want to speak totally for him, but it sounds like he's still happy with the fact that the team is finally good, where there are some people that recognize that the team is good and they want it now, you know?
Well, yeah, people get spoiled. And let me just say that, you know, when the Orioles stunk and you're sitting here on, what, August the 16th, we wouldn't be talking about the Orioles.
No.
And there'd be about 8,000 fans that would go to the game. There's only the true diehards. They're the only ones that cared, you know, and they're talking about, oh, we're going to get a good draft pick or whatever. Now, you know, the stands are full. People are winning. We're talking about them during preseason, and we're talking about them all day on the radio. So, yeah, expectations. And with expectations, you know, you've got to produce. I mean, because you've created these expectations, right, which you want.
Right.
So all the criticism and stuff, that comes with it. Otherwise, you could be the 100-loss team. Nobody gives a crap about you. Look at the Ravens, all the crap they take all the time. I mean, do you think people, if they were losing all the time, people give a crap what Hyder's doing with the pitchers? Hell no. But now he's critique every loss because it's that important to people now. You know, I mean, more people now are going to games and interested in the Orioles because they're winning. And that's just how fans are. If you're losing, you know, I'm on to the other sport. Right. Just like Rashawn. It's baseball season still.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he'd have been full in on football right now. And that's how all these fans are. And that's just... That's what happens when you win.
Yep.
And that's what you want, all that bitching and complaining. Trust me.
Let's go to White Marsh and get Chris. Chris, you're on The Fan.
Yeah, the last caller kind of touched on exactly what I was going to touch on. You know, in my opinion, I just want the Orioles and Ravens to be relevant the way they are. You know, just get into the playoffs. Anything can happen. But when you sit there and nitpick on, you know, you're winning. That's I want in my teams. You know, as long as we can get to the dance, anything can happen. But when you're sitting here and you remember those 100 lost seasons, yeah, it hurts. So I just want a winning team, and that's what I got. So I'm happy with where we are, and I'm not going to sit here and critique, you know, every little mistake that's going on.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Chris. And look, I unfortunately, a lot of my favorite teams in sports suck. So I know the feeling of you know, when your team does finally start to turn the corner, it's still a little bit of lag with the fans. Like I said, it's still going to be some fans that are just happy to be here. We're not that far removed from the Orioles being one of the worst teams in baseball. So it's still somewhat fresh of them playing to this level. So you're going to have some, you're still going to have some fans that are still just thankful that they're relevant right now. And that's the case. Let's go to White Plains to get Mike. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'll be honest with you fellas, man. I am happy that the Orioles are here, but I'm not complacent enough to believe that it's not about winning a championship. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. But look, let me ask you a question, man. Once Rodriguez come back, man, who leaves out of the rotation?
You said who's out?
Yeah, who's out of the rotation?
Right now, Rodriguez comes back. I'm trying to think of the rotation right now. Probably Rodgers. I mean, he would be the first one to go with the way that it's currently set.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, I was talking to somebody else, and they was like, well, you know, they need to move Suarez back to the bullpen. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, so basically, you're telling me that a bullpen guy is more important than a starting pitcher. This guy right now has been pitching all year long to a 3.5 ERA, right? So it's not like we're just looking at this guy and saying, well, you know, he just started doing this. No, he's been pretty much pitching solid all year long. Has he been spectacular? No, but he's been solid, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to take him out of that bullpen. You don't want to take him out of that rotation, because for a guy who pitched 5 or 6 innings and turn him into a one-inning pitcher, man, the math doesn't even equate on that.
No, you know, and I think that'd be a bad message.
Call, fellas.
Appreciate the call.
That would be a bad message to the team. You know, that I'm sending Suarez, or, you know, I'm putting Suarez back. Why? You know, any critical situation, you know, you got pitchers, you know, when you got pitchers that go down, boom, Suarez is going to be, you know, the starter and everything.
Well, the only thing that I can say, not in the regular season, I wouldn't condone pushing Suarez back to the bullpen. But if we got into the postseason and Grayson is back, then I could kind of understand it, because the starters are only going but so long in these postseason games. A lot of times your bullpen is kind of coming in and taking over most of the game anyway at times in the postseason. So maybe then I could understand it, but not in the regular season. I can't condone Suarez going to the bullpen right now. We got time for one more? No, let's go. All right. Well, we're out of here. Let's go. Two break coming up next here on Vinny and Haney. I think we have Jonah Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner, who covers the Ravens. Ravens back on the field tomorrow. Training camp wrapped yesterday for fans. We'll get Jonas's training camp all-stars, if he has any. We'll ask him next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.